Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about no place to hide, about always being within visibility of God. And not only is there no place to hide ourselves from God, but as we talked about Sunday, there's no place to hide our wrongdoing, our sins within the family of God. That it's God's desire that we examine ourselves and allow His Spirit that we talked about yesterday to convict us and to make those transformational changes. As we think about no place to hide, we're kind of taking an overview of different segments of Psalm 139 this week. And today we're going to talk about God being ever present in heights or depths. And Psalm 139, verse 8, says, "If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there." As the psalm begins, there's this question that is posed, is where can I go to hide from God? Where can I go to escape His presence? The short answer was, there isn't a place. And much of the rest of the psalm kind of lays out some of the options and concludes that God is ever present within all of the options. And so many of these, we can look at this in a very literal sense, that I can climb the highest peak that exists in this world. I can leave this world on a rocket. I can go into outer space. I can sleep in the heavens. But God is still there. I think of, and I forget now which astronaut, but one of them, many of them talked about the wonder of looking back upon the Earth from space. But there was one that I think it was, I don't remember if it was the International Space Station or just simply the space shuttle, but his request for a wake-up was a God of wonders. And to think that anywhere that we would go, however great the height that we would scale, we can't outclimb God. The opposite, the psalmist says, if I would make my bed in the depths, the lowest parts of the sea, you are there. I can't escape you that way either. Think of the deep parts of the ocean and the recent failed attempt to dive in this submersible craft to the Titanic. And not even at the lowest part of the ocean, but definitely a very deep part. And no matter how big of a hole that we would dig, whether it's a canyon, whether it's the ocean, whether it's a man-made pit, we can't escape God's presence. And so it's important to know that if we're trying to physically flee from God, that we can't climb high enough and we can't dig deep enough to escape His presence. But I think for many of us, it's even more important to realize spiritually and emotionally, figuratively rather than literally, God is always present, whether it's in the high moments of our life or the lowest moments of our life. That in our greatest successes and the greatest things that we accomplish, that we receive accolades for, that we congratulate ourselves for, we can't outdo God. Think of the people that we know here on earth that have accumulated vast fortunes. People we know that have accomplished great things. People who are looked up to, who are sought out for wisdom and advice. Now, there are times that we reach a point in our knowledge and worldly wisdom that we begin to think that we're smarter than God, or we dismiss God as irrelevant, or we claim He doesn't exist because we make ourselves to be God. But the good news for us, and it may seem like bad news for those that want to claim to be God, is that we can never reach a height that God is not above us, that He's not around us, that He's not with us. We can never outclimb God in any ladder of success that we would ever create, that would ever exist. And I suspect for many Christians, that's not an issue that we give a lot of thought to, that we even are that concerned about, because we recognize that God is so much greater and higher and purer than we could ever be. And so even the thought of attaining equality with God, let alone being superior to God, is something that would never cross our mind. But it does happen in the lives of people, and so it's important to recognize that there's no height that we could reach that we would escape the presence of God. But for most of us, the more difficult aspect is to realize that there's no depth that we could fall to that descends below God's presence. And so many times when life gets tough, when things go wrong, when we're cruising down the highway of life at 80 miles an hour and the wheels fall off and we find ourselves in a crumbled heap alongside of the road, we determine that God has abandoned us, that no one cares, that we are all alone. And the great news of this promise that is that in the depths of our despair, we have not escaped God's notice. Unfortunately, what we often want is an easy fix, a quick fix, a complete restoration along the side of the highway, as if nothing had ever happened. But most of the time, we need towed back to reality. We need hauled into the shop. We need major work that requires time and effort and even some pain on our part. Expensive work paid for by the blood of Jesus. But recognizing that no matter what happens, no matter how deep we fall into despair, how deep we fall into disobedience, and sometimes we don't fall. Climb, we run, we dive, we deliberately head into the depths because we're tempted. We give in to the allure of a promise, of an excitement, of a desire. And I've always loved that line in the story of the prodigal son who found in the depth of despair, in the depth of his sin and misery, that God was still present, that the Father had not abandoned him. And it says, when he came to his senses, he realized that anything at home was better than what he was experiencing. And sometimes we reach those depths through tragedy in our life. Sometimes we reach those depths through medical and emotional and spiritual issues that happen that we have little to no control over. The depression and discouragement sets in, and it's not that it's made up, it's not that it's fake, it's not that we can just paste on a happy face, but that we need help. There are times that we need the help of medical professionals that understand physically what's going on within our body and in our nervous system and within all of the chemicals that exist that can get out of balance pretty quickly. But even when we need that medical help, even when we need those that surround us that can provide answers, we can be confident of God's presence. A God that has not only given wisdom to those that can help, but he's given us a comforter, a spirit, a helper to remind us that we're not alone. One of the greatest, most effective tools of the enemy is to isolate us. And it's in the midst of the isolation, in the depths of despair, that we begin to believe that not only does no one care, but God doesn't care. And the truth is, even if everyone would abandon us, every person alive rejects us, even at that depth, God is still present. So today, as we live life, whether it's a life full of the heights of glory or it's a life full of the depths of despair, for many, I suspect, it'll be a road of hills that traverse between those two extremes. Know that God is present. His Spirit is with you. His love surrounds you and embraces you. And you're never alone. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself, and your love has embraced us in a way that nothing else and no one else ever could. There may be people that come close, but it's still a great distance to match the sincerity and quality of your love. And Father, today as we consider what life looks like, whether we have attempted to physically run away from you and escape to the heights of this world or the depths of this world, remind us that that doesn't work. That in fact we may find a greater awareness of you in those places, because we become more isolated and all that's left is you and us. But Father, for most of us, I suspect that we're not scaling the heights of the mountains or climbing the depths of the canyons to try to escape you, but we're dealing with life and its ups and downs and its heights and depths and the good and the bad and the glory and despair. Father, I think of your word which says to give us neither riches nor poverty, that I would not become so wealthy that I think I did it on my own and don't need you, or I do not become so poor that I curse you and blame you. Father, when I think about this idea of you being ever present in the heights and depths, I think about the emotional roller coaster that we live in this life, and how easy it is to be tossed about by the emotions that are created through experience, are created through the chemicals that exist within our body. Sometimes it's things that we alter, and sometimes it's things that just happen in our life. And God, help us to remember in any extreme and everywhere in between that your presence is one that has never left us nor forsaken us. May our successes not go to our head in a way that we think we've outdone you, or that we no longer need you, or that we ignore you, but may we recognize your hand in the midst of all good things. That whatever height that we reach in our spiritual and emotional and physical walk, that we realize that you're there with us. But Father, for the greater struggle, for many of us, it's those depths that fill us with loneliness and despair and isolation that make it so easy to hear the voice of the enemy saying that no one cares and that you don't even care. And God, we know that's not true. Remind us now so that when we do encounter those deep places of life, that we would have a stake in the ground to hold on to and to look back to and remember that your promises hold true, that your presence is with us regardless of how deep our depression may be, regardless of how deep our despair may be. May you surround us with an awareness of that presence, with people that can provide direction and hope. And if it's things that require us to come to our senses so that we can look up, help us to do that. Father, today as we pray, I continue to pray for my friend Brett and his family, for their little baby. The great news that she's off the machines and potentially will be home by the end of this week. Father, thank you for being with them in the heights of the excitement of new birth and in the depths of despair of the difficulties of that and the care that was needed. Father, may those times remind us of how you've been with all of us in the heights and depths of life. And may we be mindful of how we live in all of the area in between, so that we would lift up Jesus and that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. I want to again invite any that are watching and listening to our 25th anniversary celebration worship gathering this coming Sunday, July 30th at 10:30 a.m. We'll have a carry-in lunch following, a great feast and time of fellowship, remembering and honoring God for the work that he began, the work that he continues to do here at Deer Run. So if you don't have a church home and you're in the South Bend, Mishawaka, Michiana area, we're at 2730 South Ironwood Drive on the south side, kind of between Mishawaka and South Bend. We'd love to have you join us and come for a visit or come to stay and allow us to say welcome home. And thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.